I think that's the point, that they had to know, the underwriters had to know, that there was no way that Puerto Rico would be able to pay these loans back. I want to put it, if we can, on the screen for the for the television viewers, the
and for radio listeners, by the way, you can go to democracynow.org.
I'd like to put on, these are some of the names of the companies that you see there: Goldman Sachs, AG Edwards, Bear Stearns, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, UBS Investment, Lehman Brothers, Santander Securities, Popular Securities. But I want to show also the chart of the of one of the bonds that were issued. This is the 2007 sales tax bonds, where it shows, for instance, that in Puerto Rico borrowed several tranches of bonds, but one was for $98 million that was supposed to be paid back. $97 million that was supposed to be paid back in 2054. That means for 47 years, the banks agreed you don't pay us any principal and you don't pay us any interest for 47 years. And at the end of the 47 years, that $97 million becomes $1 billion that Puerto Rico has to pay back. That's 1,000 times what the original loan was. So the banks had to know that there was no way that Puerto Rico could pay this back, but yet they continued to issue these bonds.